You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, a couple of different ways people can reach out to us.
Indeed. Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there or go the old-fashioned route. Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Hannah sent us a Facebook message, and her husband's name is Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hannah and Dale. She starts by saying, hi, boys, in the morning.
Well, hi.
After only a year of marriage, my husband and I are both still adapting to living with another person. Yeah. Usually, I guess that first year, you gotta learn each other's
routines.
She says, here's one issue that maybe you could do for your five calls says it all. I open all the mail when it comes in. I don't worry about who it's from or who it's to. I just open it and check it out. That way I can get rid of the junk mail in a hurry and we can deal with the important stuff. Dale is questioning whether I should open things that are addressed to just him. He says he has nothing to hide. But that is just not cool. Hannah writes, my mom opened everything that came to our house, whether it was to her, my dad, us kids. What is the big deal? I wouldn't care if he got the mail and opened it. What do you boys think? And what about your listeners? That's Hannah.
Keep on opening, Hannah. That's what I think.
Yeah, but you're Snoop.
Oh, not that much anymore.
How can you don't change your DNA?
You can adapt and change. I was a Snoop like 10 years ago, but now it's like I'm 13 years into marriage, 17 years together. It's like I'm going to slice open the mail. I'm going to sort out the junk mail and get the bills and move on with my life, no matter whose name's on it.
I could be married to Gretchen for 39 years. And on that 39th year, when something comes in the mail that's addressed to her, I will just set it on the counter and open it.
Now, I will say I don't open birthday cards or Mother's Day. Well, no, I take that back. I slice them open. So even if Nicole gets a birthday card, Mother's Day card, I go through and I just slice.
Then you take a little peek.
But then I don't peek. I just leave those. I set those to the side.
She got a greeting card. That it wasn't Mother's Day. It wasn't her birthday. It wasn't anything like that. Yeah. Let's just say it's in the middle of August. And she gets a card that's handwritten, and it looks like a dude's handwriting.
Oh.
You're going to read it.
Maybe. Why would she be getting that?
That's what you want to know. I know you. You would read it.
So some random guy would just send her a random card in August?
If it happened.
A letter?
This is the hypothetical portion of it.
Who's she having an affair with? Charles Dickens?
It was the best of times.
Ernest Hemingway?
It was the worst of times.
I mean, she's just...
what? So you're an opener and reader.
All day long,
and
buddy.
I am not.
I mean, if it's all coming to the same compound, so I'm going to just open it up.
Yes, but there are individuals that live in that compound.
Yeah, I know, but two have become one at this point. I don't know where I end and she begins, the other way around.
So you're teaming up with Hannah here.
Absolutely.
Well, I definitely
it's
have Dale's
mail.
I think it's just a personal courtesy to just respect that if something is to them, it's to them. You just set it on the island or on
Even
the kitchen
if it's
counter.
It's just like a goofy credit card offer or.
Well, I know what the junk mail looks like.
Yeah, so why not slice it open and just get rid of it, whether it's her name or my name?
I just throw it away. I don't have to open it.
Oh, you should always open and shred that stuff, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
You are ripe for identity theft.
Right. Hannah has requested a five calls says it all. Here's Rick. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I have been married for almost 6 years, and one of the things that we do is, if it's whoever's name it is, you open it yourself. I mean, it's not like we're hiding anything, and it's a matter of trust as well as respect. They go hand in hand. I mean, you just can't say, oh, I'm doing you a favor. That's kind of like saying, hey, look, I know you're incapable of doing something, and I'm doing it for you.
That's right.
So that's funny.
Leave it alone.
All right.
We got your vote, buddy. Thank you, Rick,
for
being on the show. Awesome. Thank you so much. He says no.
Don't do it.
Let's see what Jessica says. Jessica, what do you think about that?
open at all. My husband and I have been married for 10 years, and I open everything. I got to make sure I throw all those credit card offers away before he gets more
credit. You don't want that family going into debt, huh? I think you do kind of just get to the point where you're like, I'm just going to get this done. It's just a mundane daily task. Let's just open it up and sort it.
I know, but what if it's a letter addressed to your husband, Jessica?
Well, I can open it up and give it to him.
Yes, you can.
He's not going to open it up anyway. It's the worst task. It's like one of the worst chores.
I know. Walking all the way out to that mailbox.
I got to say, Jessica, that is so big of you to open that envelope. Thank
it's
you
kind.
For that.
It's kind.
Okay, she's
don't
not
let
talking.
It beat you up, Jess. Don't let it beat you up, Jess.
Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
You're being kind of mean today.
I am?
A little bit.
I was just being
You're
mean.
You're being a little mean.
I was being mean to you.
No, you were kind of mean to Jess just there.
How?
You're just being very sarcastic. Just pump the brakes a little bit, Dom.
Kendall, do you think I was being mean?
Oh, no. Sarcasm is my second language, so.
All right, well.
I totally understand. I might not agree, but I totally understand.
Atta girl.
So what do you think about the mail?
Well, I've been married almost 2 years, and my husband does not care. Like, if I did not open up our mail, we would have so many toll bills. It would be ridiculous. I'm like doing him a favor. I'm opening it, see how much he owes. And then I put it on his nightstand and make a little list of things he has to pay.
You're like his mom.
Jeez.
What's your husband doing on E-470 so much?
Going to see his mistress or something.
He gets lost. We're near to Colorado. I don't know.
He gets lost. You have to spread out.
Well,
you have
they're new to Colorado.
You have to show his bills to him. Did you marry a six-year-old?
No, well, I'm married like a mom brain. You know, he just doesn't care. So I just put it on his nightstand and say, hey, babe, you got to pay this.
Yeah.
So I make him pay for it.
And quit taking the toll roads.
Amen to that. It's so expensive.
It is expensive. It is. Sounds to me like you married a
man baby.
Well, have a great day, Kendall.
The extra mile. Thank you, guys.
We love you so much.
For listening.
She's a man baby.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm glad you opened my mail for me.
Me drive car on toll road.
I wouldn't know how to pay a bill
me
otherwise.
Confused.
See, it's fun to be mean, isn't it?
You're sucking me in.
Hello, Alexis. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
I think I have a different balance than the rest of you because I'm the one that just loves that my husband opens all of the mail. He opens it all up and deals with it, and it's one less thing that I have to deal with. Though we do have a little bit of a balance in that if I have when I applied for college or graduate school, he left any letters that came from that school on the counter without opening them so that I'm able to open them, or cards.
Well, yeah, it's like a surprise for you. It's sentimental things.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
I think
no.
Then I'm going to put you down as a no because my argument was never that it's a horrible thing to open bills and stuff like that. I'm talking about personal stuff that is mailed, and you're saying no, don't open that.
I think that if it's something that they know is personal, such as the graduate school or the birthday
or whatever,
yeah, you should leave that aside.
I'm putting you down as a no. You have a great day.
Oh man.
Oh man. Like, do I want to be?
She's like, I didn't want to agree with Dom. Damn it. Alexis, thank you for that call. Okay, we're going to try to do two more, so we're going to do a 6 call says it all. Is that right?
That's fine.
All right, Shashank and DJ is who will wrap this up. Shashank, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
What do you think?
So I'm kind of split on this, right? I live with my girlfriend, and I don't get any handwritten letters or anything. So if I'm going to get anything, it's going to be bills or some kind of, commercial stuff, like coupons or something. So if she wants to take it or she wants to take one for the team and pay it.
So yeah, go ahead and open it while you're at it. Pay it.
Right. Go ahead. But I do say marriage is a work. So if the guy doesn't want his stuff open, she's got to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
So that's a no.
Saying.
So that's a no.
So you're a no.
For me, it'd be yes. I don't care. She can open my mail if she wants to pay a bill.
Well, then you're a yes.
Okay, I'll put you down as a yes.
You're a yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, man. You too, guys.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. All right, time for one more. It's DJ. Hello, DJ.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good,
we're
buddy.
So good. What's the what's
I'm opening
the
all the office staff's mail right now. What's your answer?
I'm going to go no, because after 21 years of marriage with my wife, we still, if something's addressed to her, even if it's like coupons from the grocery store,
yeah.
I let her open hers. And she lets me open mine, and then anything that's got both of our names on it, we both open.
Oh, do you guys like open it together? Do you sit down at the table at night and open the mail together? And you hold each other's hand, and you gaze, you light a couple candles, and you gaze across, and you're like, hey, we got a new Chase offer.
Oh, honey.
Oh. This First Bank statement. Yeah, this First Bank statement is here. Has both of our names on it.
Oh, DJ, thank you for that call.
You cut it open and I'll pull it out, okay?
Pull it out.
Okay. I love opening mail together with you. We're so lucky to have each other.
Who wants to open the Victoria's Secret offer?
You know, I've been around the block a few times, but I've never been with anyone who could slice an envelope like you. Did you use your nails to open that?
Oh, my God. How romantic. What was the final score over
3-3?
Oh, no! So, live your life, people. Just live your life, whatever works for you.
You know, I believe when I was teasing this topic about 30, 40 minutes ago, I said this is something that's probably going to be evenly split.
Yeah.
And voila, 50-50.
Yeah.
Some people are like, no, you got to respect them. And other people are like, who cares?
Who cares? Hannah and Dale, you're just going to have to work it out. You're going to have to actually sit down and talk to each other.
Although, you'll learn the longer you're married that
open communication, it works.
You probably won't be communicating. I think what will trump this, see if you agree with this, though. Trumps everything and what decide is the tiebreaker is the fact that it bothers him.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
it bothers him, so you've got to ease
And I'm not
up.
Saying that because it's the dude. I'm saying if it was the other way around and Hannah was saying, hey, don't open my mail, that bothers me.
He don't totally have to stop.
Then you got
to
be like, well, okay.
You got to stop, Hannah.
Now, Hannah,
you have to.
You can give him crap about it. You can roll your eyes.
All day long. Let all of his mail pile up.
Uh-huh.